Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very important issue regarding Islam and non-Muslim is the fact that does Islam impose its collective laws on non-Muslims? For example, does it give them any liberty in exercising their own laws, for example, of divorce, in marriage, inheritance, and even Islamic punishments? Does Islam bound Muslims that they must punish non-Muslims in the same manner as they would a Muslim if it violates some law of theirs? Similarly, should non-Muslims be given independence in their own divorce, marriage, inheritance, and other similar laws which relate to their person? So in this matter, it should remain absolutely clear that Islam has not bound Muslims in any way that they must impose all their laws on non-Muslims. It is a matter of contract with them. Muslims have a contract with non-Muslims, and in this matter, we know that even in the time of the Prophet, when the Jews had come to him to decide a particular case, the Quran actually told the Prophet and said, وَكَيْفَ يُحَكِّمُونَكَ وَإِنَّهُمُ التَّوْرَاتُ. So why do they come to you and make you the arbitrator when they have their own law with them, which is the Torah, and it says fiha hukmullah, it contains the directive of God. So the Quran acknowledges other religions. It says that if they have their own laws, then we must respect them and we must give them sanctity. And today also, we should realize this fact that whenever Muslims establish a state, then as far as they can, they should give independence and liberty to all non-Muslims in their own laws. They should let them have their own laws established in this regard. And we, as I said, that even in Islamic history, we have numerous cases in which there were non-Muslim courts which would decide the fate of their own people. And we should do that. Today, unfortunately, even though Islam claims that it has this liberty in it, we find that other non-Muslim countries, for example, United States or Australia or Great Britain, they do not have these provisions. Muslims or other minorities, they are bound by their own public law, the public law of those states. On the other hand, if Islam had the reins in its own hand, the reins of power, it would have given the minorities the liberty and the independence in all their personal laws. And this is what the case is. It is erroneous and incorrect to believe that Islam bounds all Muslims to follow their public laws in every matter. Islam does not have any say in this regard. It gives liberty and independence to all non-Muslims in these matters. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.